Martha's Diner was quiet at this hour. Most working folks had already eaten, and most farmers would soon be in bed. Nothing like several thousand cows to ruin a town's nightlife. Rainey recognized the credit union's president, Donald Layden, eating alone after his divorce. Then Rainey spotted Abe Sanders. Sitting alone in a corner booth, Sanders was holding his cell phone with one hand while picking at a skinless chicken breast with the other. In between comments on the phone, he chewed raw carrots from a Ziploc bag. Then Rainey noticed the Tupperware container of lettuce. The state detective traveled with salad. If she hadn't known before, she definitely knew now. Abe Sanders was the Antichrist. "Yes, I hear the puppy," he was saying with some exasperation into the cell phone. "No, Sarah, you don't need to put him on the phone. No, no, hey!" His voice suddenly changed to a higher pitch. "Hi there, Murphy. Yes, you're a good dog. You're such a good dog. Now put your mom back on the phone. Really, put your mom. Sarah, Sarah, there you are. Yeah, yeah, I said hi. But he's a dog, for Christ's sakes. He doesn't understand the modern miracle of AT&T. Wait a minute. Is he whimpering now? Why is the puppy whimpering? What happened? What? Really?" Sanders sounded surprised, then sheepishly pleased. "Murphy goes around the house each morning looking for me? He misses me? Huh. I'll be damned. He really is a smart little guy." Sanders finally noticed Rainey and Quincy staring at him. He sat up quickly, looking caught red-handed, and hastily said goodbye. He was still blushing when he snapped shut his flip phone. "New puppy," he muttered. "My wife, she's kind of nuts about the thing. You know how it is." He swallowed, then nodded toward the empty side of the booth. "Want to have a seat? I got some news." Rainey already felt wary, but she slid into the red vinyl booth while introducing Quincy to Sanders. The two had obviously heard of each other, and the handshake was perfunctory. "So what brings you to Bakersville?" Sanders asked after Quincy blew off Rainey's suggestion of chicken fried steak and ordered a Caesar salad.